This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Adam Farber, attorney at law of the Schiller Law Office, address on file. First name is Adam, A-D-A-M. Last name is Farber, F-A-R-B-E-R. Dear Mr. Farber, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Celia Dominguez, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is C-E-L-I-A. Last name is D-O-M-I-N-G-U-E-X. E-Z, that is. D-O-M-I-N-G-U-E-Z. On October 15th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed several hundred pages of medical records, including several hundred pages of prior medical records that predated the automobile accident, period. I took the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 46-year-old female who was involved in an automobile accident on or about February 1st, 2022, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when she was rear-ended, period. The patient was driving a 2018 Chrysler Pacifica van, period. It was hit by a car, period. There was mild damage to the van, period. No airbag deployed, period. The patient was jerked, and the next day or so she had pain in her low back as well as her knee, period. Despite a treatment present day, she is still having low back pain and problems, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. Her treatment has consisted of an MRI, comma, medicines, comma, physical therapy, comma, injections, comma, and surgery of a spinal fusion July of 2022, period. Her pain is described as constant, period. It is burning and throbbing in nature, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the left leg to the ankle, period. She is experiencing burning, tingling, and numbness, period. This automobile accident aggravated her pre-existing back condition severely by about 75%, period. She was having some pain immediately prior to and at the time of the auto accident, but it became 75% worse after the automobile accident, period. Because of this automobile accident, this did require fusion surgery, period. Her sciatic pain was also present immediately before and at the time of the automobile accident, but it became more frequent and severe since the automobile accident, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was a few days later she was seen at the Chiropractic Spine Center in Fort Wayne, period. She saw Dr. Crawford several times. She had manipulation and physical therapy, period. MRI was ordered. She was seen by orthopedic surgeons that did her prior low back surgery from 2012, period. She had x-rays and she was referred to for injections, period. The second back surgery, consisting of a fusion at Fort Wayne Orthopedics, was done in July of 2022, period. She had in-house physical therapy at Parkview Hospital, period. She had more physical therapy at Jackson Lehman, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems with exercise, comma, lifting over 15 pounds, comma, walking over a half block, comma, sports, including roller skating, comma, sex, comma, sleep, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, and sitting over 30 minutes, period. New paragraph. Medications include several medicines for diabetes, including Farxiga, comma, asthma medicines, comma, lisinopril, comma, heart medicine for tachycardia, comma, a statin medicine for cholesterol, comma, anti-anxiety and depression medicine, comma, and nasal spray for allergy, period. New paragraph. New paragraph of past medical history consists of diabetes, comma, asthma, comma, hypertension, comma, tachycardia, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, allergies, comma, anxiety, comma, and depression, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, comma, hot packs, comma, exercises, comma, and a back brace. New paragraph. Past surgical history. She did have a lumbar fusion July of 2022 because of this automobile accident, period. She had a low back herniated disc repair in 2012, comma, tonsillectomy, comma, artificial eardrum, comma, tubal ligation, comma, and a pelvic hernia, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals in 2012, working in the nursing home, lifting a heavy patient. She had a pop in her low back, which was a herniated disc, requiring surgery that year, and she also had pain down her left leg, period. The surgery helped, but she was still having some residual pain when she overworked herself, period. She did go back to full-time work a few months after the surgery, period. The patient slipped down two steps in 2022. It required no treatment. And the pain lasted only a few days, period. Working at DuPont Hospital in 2018 in housekeeping, pushing a cart, she pulled muscles in her low back and was treated for approximately 2 weeks with physical therapy, and she had total resolution without permanency, period. She has not had any other work injuries, period. She has not been involved in any serious automobile accidents other than this accident, period. New paragraph. Under occupation, she was working and sterilizing tools for surgery. She did miss 8 to 12 days of work. And then time for the surgery, period. She had to quit her job as it became too physical, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, as I mentioned, I reviewed several hundred pages of records and want to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Physical therapy note, October 23rd, 2023 at Parkview. Diagnosis is cervical radiculitis. Patient reports she is having low back pain today, period. Prior to the automobile accident, MRI of the lumbar spine, September 28th, 2018. Impression is post-surgical changes of rightward laminectomy at L4-5, moderate to severe right neural foraminal narrowing with possible mild indentation upon the right L4 nerve, period. Note, Fort Wayne Orthopedics, August 22nd, 2022. Diagnosis is status post decompression infusion at L4, L5, done on July 27th, 2022. Fort Wayne Orthopedics, October 3rd, 2022, presents for left back and leg pain, comma, weakness, comma, numbness, and post-op, period. She continues to have some lower back pain and right leg pain, period. She has been let go from her job at Parkview, period. Fort Wayne Orthopedics, note October 3rd, 2022. X-rays of the lumbar spine were ordered and obtained in the office today. Interpretation of lumbar 3 views show fusion progressing L4-5. Fort Wayne Orthopedics, June 28th, 2022. Due to her continued symptoms and instability at 4-5, we discussed decompression, stabilization, and fusion, period. She would like to proceed, period. The orthopedic hospital, admission date, July 27th, 2022. Date of discharge, July 29th, 2022. Underwent lumbar decompression and fusion for spondylolisthesis, period. MRI of the lumbar spine, April 21st, 2022. Was abnormal with one post-surgical changes with disc herniation. L4-5, status post right-sided laminotomy. Number two, degenerative anterolithesis of L4 by 10%, period. Number three, disc degeneration, L4-5. Four, facet arthropathy, L4-5. Operative report, the orthopedic hospital, July 27th, 2022. Procedures performed, one, laminectomy, L4, decompression of cauda equina. Two, complete laminectomy, L5, decompression of cauda equina. Three, inner transverse fusion at L4-5. Four, use of local bone. Five, aspiration of iliac crest. Six, non-segmental fixation, L4-L5, period. Post-op diagnosis was stenosis, L4-L5, with spondylolisthesis and disc, period. Implant history, implant date, July 27th, 2022. Procedure, lumbar fusion posterior. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of February 1st, 2022, were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, lumbar trauma, strain, pain, radiculopathy, and spondylolisthesis, period. Number two, aggravation of pre-existing prior lumbar pain and radiculopathy, period. The above two diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of February 1st, 2022, period. The automobile accident of February 1st, 2022 contributed majorly for the need of the fusion surgery done July 27th, 2022, period. It is my feeling that had the automobile accident not occurred, surgery would not have been necessary, period. New paragraph. In terms of impairment, the patient does have a permanent impairment in the lumbar area as a result of this automobile accident, period. By permanent impairment, I mean the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion for the remainder of her life, period. As the patient ages, she would be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the lower lumbar spine as a result of this auto accident, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was unable to afford more physical therapy, but I would recommend it at a cost of $3,000, period. Ongoing over-the-counter medications will cost $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some injections in her low back will cost $2,500, period. A back brace will cost $250. You need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty, based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, Dealing of Dictation.